Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here at the Anchor Desk, and thank you for joining us. Super glad to see you on the radio. Rob Sender's our fabulous producer, so he's keeping all the buttons going. So we very, very much appreciate his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, Katrina Mowry here, co-executive director of the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA Sunbury Branch, and she's on board. We're going to talk to her about the ongoing work and mission and state of the YMCA at Sunbury, but also we got to talk about this coat drive. We want you to have the coat drive top of the mind, so we're going to do that at the beginning and the end of the interview. So, Katrina, thank you so much for calling in today.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you.
Very good to hear from you. So, the coat drive, this really has become quite a touchstone event that occurs in Sunbury. Remind our audience what the scope of this event that happens each year and what they can do to help it.
Yes, we have been doing the coat drive now. This is our 18th year. So this event has just grown and grown. With our help from Steininger's, they clean all the coats. We have given out about 1,000 coats over the past couple years each year. So, I mean, the numbers are just staggering. It's a wonderful event to contribute to. People who don't have coats to necessarily donate out, they send us money. We go buy brand new coats for the children. So it's been amazing, and I'm very blessed to even be a part of it.
Well, at our house, we have the one-year test, so we invite folks to go to their closet and do the one-year test. Do you have kind of a reminder and criteria and something for folks to keep in mind as they donate?
Yes, gently used. So if you could use it yourself again and feel proud to wear it, that's a coat you can donate out. So we just ask for them to be gently used or even brand new children's coats.
Okay, so you don't want some of my work coats are pretty darn beat up, and that's not precisely what you're looking for. So that wouldn't be ideal. Okay, so you have the gently used coats, and you want folks just to bring them to the YMCA when the YMCA is open. It's that simple, right?
Yes. Don't forget hats, gloves, scarves. Those are big needs also.
Okay, so we got this as a wider scope, and then as you mentioned, they'll be cleaned, and then they'll be available. What is the date of the giveaway, if folks want to keep that on their calendar?
Yes, November 1st we'll be giving away. That's the first day. It will be open from 11 to 7 at the Dagenstein Youth Center, is where we set everything up. Then on Tuesday, November 2nd, and Wednesday, November 3rd. So the beginning of November that we'll be doing our coat giveaway.
All right. So, yeah, everybody search the closet. And then if you have an unmet need as it relates to coats, hats, and gloves for you or your children, the giveaway is November 1st, 11 to 7 at the Dagenstein Youth Center, which is that great youth-oriented facility at the rear of the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA Sunbury Branch. Well, let's kind of step back just a tiny bit here. Give us a state of the Y report at Sunbury. What's going on there? Classes, masking, things like this. How are things going?
Well, things are moving along slowly, but we're still trucking along. Classes are doing well. We're getting ready to add some more classes into the scheduling for the fall. Everything's looking, slowly but surely. The Y is picking back up, waiting for some of our members who are still on hold to come back and just start getting things back to somewhat normal again.
Now, in terms of masking, you're requiring masking indoors at this time?
Yes, we are. We require you to wear a mask moving throughout the facilities, but when it comes right to time to work out, you do not need to wear it at that time.
Okay, so when you're on the treadmill, or for me, it's the arc trainer, that kind of thing, then you have the opportunity to take off your mask. Okay, is the steam room up?
Yes, if you're comfortable with that.
Is the steam room up and running? I better ask that, too, or I'll get in trouble here.
Unfortunately, not at this time.
Okay, so that's kind of an on and off thing. All right, well, hopefully it gets back on soon. And the daycare thriving? Any news to report from the daycare, one of the busiest daycares in the valley?
Well, our daycare is up and running. Everything is going pretty well there. What we're really missing is staff. We need more staff. Just like every other business in the area, we are lacking in staff. We need more desperately so that we could take more children in.
Okay, so folks would get a wide range of background checks prior to getting the opportunity to work with the kids. What kind of education or experience is needed for some of the positions you have open at the daycare?
Well, we're looking for all types of experience and education. So it's a very wide range. If you have limited experience, we'll train you, we'll get you going. If you have your, you know, childhood degree, there's positions available. So it's pretty wide open right now, that the availability of a job in our daycare. So please apply.
All right. And all of the fitness and fitness activities and fitness rooms and fitness facilities are all open at this time at the Sunbury Y?
Yes. The only thing we have that is, just because we don't overfill a class and uncomfortable, we want to still maintain social register for your class that you'd like to attend. We haven't had any real issues with it being overcrowded or can't get your spot in the class. We have enough to choose from that people are, you know, separated enough and can get in the class they'd like to get into.
I'm reminded every week about the registration for classes. My father signs up for chair yoga and announces to me afterward, yes, I signed up, no need for a reminder. So
yes, he's very good at that.
Right. So, yeah, that's his thing. Okay. So, online classes. Well, my father loves the in-person chair yoga. My lovely bride likes the online video classes. Tell us what classes are available online if folks don't wish to go to the Y.
Well, that does change with the instructors and what their availability is, but there's different classes online, and you would just go to our website at www.dsbymca and pull up the schedules and see what that week's classes are.
All right. Some folks may not realize it. I do. I'm lucky enough to have been asked to serve on the Sunbury YMCA board, which I enjoy volunteering and doing that. And some folks may not realize really the scope of this tremendous service that the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA Sunbury is doing. Please give our audience a sense of the scope of the work and the contributions the Y makes to the community.
Well, one of the newest things that we have undertaken as a result of COVID and recognizing the food insecurity is our food pantry program. We do a giveaway of food boxes the first and the third Wednesday of every month. We ask that people pre-register for it just by calling into the front desk. And from 4 to 6 p.m. on those Wednesdays, we give out food boxes to families who are in need in our communities and the surrounding communities. So that's a huge undertaking that, you know, we feel is such a great need in our community and part of our social responsibility as a Y to reach out to our community when we see these needs. So happy to be able to be a part of that. It is so wonderful to be able to help, you know, give those boxes out and, you know, see and help those people in our community that really need it.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, thank you for the update on all of these topics. And if folks want more information about any of this, what's the best way to get more details about anything we've discussed?
You can always call the Y at 570-286-5636 and ask for Katrina or ask for Donna. She is my right hand and helps me with everything. You can call and talk to our other co-exec, which is Ann Bossinger.
All right, yeah, they do, both
of
you guys.
You can go online also.
Well, yeah, and I just think that it's not strange, but I think it's interesting how the women who really run the Y now just a perfect sync of programming versus fitness versus, sort of brain number science ability. It's really a great coincidence how you all work so well together, and each brings a different gift to the leadership team. And the community may not see it as well as other folks do, but I certainly do see it, and I appreciate it. And thank you for your contribution to that. All right, please mention the coat drive again. First is the drive, and that is asking folks to donate coats. So please make a pitch for folks to consider donating coats, gloves, or hats to this community program and to the community.
Great. Thank you so much. So share the warmth. We're collecting coats from now until October 18th with the giveaway on November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. We're collecting gently used coats. And with a great need on our children's coats.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Katrina. Thank you so much for all you're doing. And please thank the rest of the staff, Ann, and everybody else down there. And make sure that they know we keep them in mind. And we'll see them soon. And you know who's going to be there on Friday. So we know that that's coming up. On Monday. Thank you so much, Katrina. Thanks for checking in today.
Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate it.
Katrina Mowry is the co-executive director of the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, gsvymca.org. If you want to get more information, as she mentioned, the telephone number is 570-286-5636. The food giveaway, and now collecting coats, hats, and gloves for the annual coat giveaway at the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA.